You know, I want to read a few verses in the book of Philippians. And, you know, the book of Philippians, I don't know why, you know, sometimes I'll read, you know, Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and I end up in the book of Philippians. And I did the same today. You know, chapter 2, verses 14 to 18, Paul, he wants us to be like Christ. And he talks about if there is any encouragement, any fellowship between you, you know, do like what Christ did. In other words, he humbled himself. He was obedient to the point of death and death on the cross. And then he comes to this section. He says, verse 14, chapter 2, he says, do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Those are the words of our apostle Paul. Do everything without complaining or arguing. There is one line which touches me, and I hope I want to leave you with that idea. The idea of, in which you shine like stars in the universe. You shine like stars in the universe. I hear, you know, America is very good at, you know, people to volunteer for service. Volunteerism. Very good at doing that. But I want to take you further. It's not about you volunteering. It's about your life. Paul is saying this is the way we need to be. It's not that I want to volunteer in December and do some works, although what you do is good, but it has to be your life. I like the idea of a light in this world. We are the light, becoming a light in this world. It is the idea that what we do matters. Whatever you do, friends, it matters. You give a drink to someone. You know, it's only that sometimes we haven't allowed that through our neighbors. You know, our neighbors, we have allowed where somebody, if they don't have salt, they can come to your place and say, do you have salt? That's the level we need to get at. To be the salt, to be the light. All of us, we matter. And it makes a difference to others. It makes a difference to us as well. And this is what Paul was talking about here. He's not talking about volunteerism, but he's talking about our lives making a difference. And it's amazing, Paul refers to the Philippians, in other words, to continue doing well, because for him, it's a testimony to God, lest he runs the race in vain. Is banking on the Philippians' faith. Interesting idea. Our lives are to make a difference. Our lives are to count. All of us like to think that our life counts. We want our trip through this earthly existence to matter. Sometimes we don't really know whether our lives really matter, like we want them to matter, but all of us want to matter. In fact, one of the greatest pursuits in our society today is the search for meaning. You know, I can't emphasize enough, wherever you go, you find people, they say, I just want to do the will of God. I'm still praying to see what I can do. I'm seeking the will of God. And always say, you are in the will of God. You are alive. You can breathe, you can say hallelujah to our God. You are in the will of God. Let's just get on to the word of God. and be encouraged and reach out and be like stars in the universe. It is a search for significance which we want. I'm sure all of us, we get wounded when our self, our ego is dented. Don't you? We want to feel important. It's just by default, that's the way we are wired. We want to matter wherever we are. Everyone wants to believe that he or she has a real purpose that can be fulfilled. I wanted to leave you with three few points on the passage we have read. I think the first one is you have a purpose in life, and that purpose is to shine. That's a very important purpose we have. Let's shine. Do you know that your life is significant? Sometimes you might be seated here and thinking to yourself, my life is not significant. I want to let you know that your life is very significant. Your life has a purpose. Your purpose in life is to shine like a light in the dark world. Paul says that you are to shine like stars in the universe. The purpose of every Christian is to shine. In fact, God created you to reflect his glory. He created you to shine. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus shared this purpose with us in graphic language. He says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain glowing in the night for all to see. For all to see. We are a light in the world. Friends, do your neighbors look at you as the light? Do they hear your language as a light? Do they hear you praying for them? The purpose for every Christian is to be a light in the world of a dark world. We are to shine to reflect God's glory. The light of his glory has shined on us. We can't help it but to shine. And in this month of December, when goodwill happens so much because of, happy holidays, may I say because of Christmas, we need to shine. We need to shine. Indeed, our highest honor is to bear his name as children of God and to reflect his image as sons and daughters. We have been born again. Friends, I'm not saying we'll never sin. I'm not saying, we aren't sinners. All I'm saying is, can we reflect what God has put in our lives as a light? We are a light. It is a gradual change that his presence in our lives produces. The light that we have encountered in Christ is changing us in such a way that we become the light of the world. Paul writes to Ephesians, he says, for though your hearts were once full of darkness, now you are full of light from the Lord. And your behavior should show it. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. When I was an unbeliever, someone could hurt me. It would never affect me. When I became a Christian, very few words would hurt me. I would go back and say, what happened? And one day I had to sit down and say, Lord, what has happened to me? A long time ago, people would say things about me. I'll forget about them. But today, what has happened? It affects me. Ha! You are the light of the world. Guess what? Any darkness which comes in you, it affects you. You want to correct it. You don't want to stay that way. A long time ago, non-believer, it doesn't matter who hates me. Life goes on. Today, I'm going to follow through. Why? I am supposed to shine like stars in the universe. Like stars in the universe. When we encounter his light, it produces a transformation in us. And I'm a testimony to the transformation. Because you are not there when I was growing up. But I want to assure you, God has done a work in me. And so he has done a work in all of us here. He has transformed us. And our life should reflect that light. In fact, the light itself produces those things that are good and right and true. The light makes us more like Christ. And sometimes we don't want to hear that, to be more like Christ. To yearn to be more like Christ. We will not be Christ, but we will be like Christ. Notice some of the words that Paul uses in verse 15. He uses words like blameless, pure, and without fault. These are words that are to describe us. This is who we are to be. After all, these words describe Christ, and we are to reflect his image. Now, I should point out that we do not arrive at this overnight. It's like a marriage. When you get married, you know, the romantic love goes away. The one who, you know, you would use candles and it, you know, it does magic. Now when you put a candle, there's no magic. Now you have to work at it. It doesn't come overnight. When we are born again, work has begun. It is not an instantaneous transformation, though our spirits, it's the second. But the way we live out our lives, it takes time. But neither is it something that never happens. Far too many Christians are stuck in spiritual kindergarten when they should be in graduate school. It is true that we are not perfect and never will be in this earthly existence, but our standard is not imperfection. God expects us to grow in our commitment to him, to grow in our obedience, to grow in our service, and to grow in our spiritual maturity. We need to plan to grow and do those things that foster that growth. As we do, who shine as points of light. Now, it's very easy to fall into the ministry of works because we might think this is the way to do it. But God has done something in our hearts. And sometimes it's like, we agreed, where we are living, with the Hilliards, that we need to wake up in the morning, go and walk around Balboa Island. And I'm the first to break that commandment because I wake up, I go, the bed is so soft. It's nice out here. But, I need to hear the message of Kathy saying, Moffat, we need to walk. We need to rise up and walk. It's the same with me. Sometimes it's hard. I need that encouragement, Kathy. So we are to shine. The purpose for our life is to shine, friends. The second one, you have a place to shine, the world. You have a place to shine, and that's the world. Too many Christians think that the place they are to shine is in the church. Friends, in the church, sometimes we put up a good face. We put on good clothes, we look good, makeup. We look good. Yes, we need to shine here, but guess what? We are here for only 2 or 3 hours on Sunday. We need to shine out there. They must think this because that it's the only place that they make any effort to shine, the church. We make every effort to shine. But we are to shine where it is the darkest. We are to shine in the world through, our neighbors, shopping malls. I remember when I lived here, every Friday afternoon, as part of my relaxation, I would go and park the car at South Coast Plaza. I have no money to buy anything, but I would go there and just park the car and I would walk around whoever seems to be greeted, you know, they look ready to say hello. I'll say, hello, how are you? Fine, how are you? I just loved to spend my 3 hours that way on Saturday and Friday afternoons. Supposed to work, eh? The world is often referred to as a dark place. Here in our text, Paul describes it as a crooked and depraved generation. And the world is full of evil. It began with what is called the fall. That refers to the time when Adam and Eve chose to disobey God. You can tell the place we live in. And you know, our lives are just like vapor. You know, one day, you know, I was flying from Atlanta to Denver. And we are already on the plane, it's nice, and we are up there after flying for, you know, 35 minutes. Somebody stands up and collapses. You know, their legs are, you know, they are folded, they can't move. And I'm going, oh my goodness, is this the way life is? And I started praying for them. You know, I started crying and, you know, praying for them. And, you know, the air hostess says, you know, is there anyone, do we have a doctor here? And the doctor who was there, she was a young lady in her late 20s or so. She didn't just hold it. She just stood up and helped this guy. And this guy lived. I mean, I said, wow, what a good example of us Christians when we are called to say, is there a Christian here? We can stand up just like that, even at work. And sometimes we don't want to talk about it. Friends, we need to talk about it. That's our language. God has delivered us from this darkness. Unless we understand the place we have been delivered from, it will be very difficult to shine into the world out there. Friends, you have a place to shine, and that is the world. Paul tells the Corinthians, he says, the God of this age. You know, sometimes we don't dwell on those things. You know, we think, you know, talking about the devil and the gods of this age, you know, it doesn't matter so long. No, Paul understands. He says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Friends, our eyes have been opened. Now we can see God, and we are supposed to shine in this world. The third point, he says, you have a path to follow in attitude and action. How do we become points of light? We do so by following a specific path. Paul outlines it for us here in this text. Look at verse 14. There he tells us, do everything without complaining or arguing. This is a tough command to follow. Because by nature we want to complain. By nature we want to argue. We want to argue because we want to show that we do think. We think. We can argue. But Paul says, do everything without complaining or arguing. What an incredible command. Is he serious? Does he really expect us to do everything without complaining or arguing? Everything? Why? You know, reason in our minds, it can't be. Who doesn't argue? Who doesn't complain? This is really too much to ask. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to complain about it right now. This is really the point. When we complain, we are showing a lack of submission to God. We are essentially saying, God, you don't really know how to run my life. I'm not sure I trust you to do what is right. When we complain, we reveal a lack of trust. numerous illustrations in Scripture, which shows us that people complained, God, did justice to them. To us today, we are in the day of grace. Grace upon grace. And God, He just lets us do whatever we want to do. And yet He cares for us. He loves us. When our attitude is right, we are then in a position to share the good news of Christ with people. I remember, back in Zambia, each time maybe Doreen and I, we can't, agree on something and it's Sunday. Doreen says, I'll show it. I can't hide. If people say, are you, what's going on? Says, a lot of things going on. And I say, no, just, smile at people and, But it doesn't work that way, friends. We need to be right, to have the right attitude. If we are going to be points of light, if we are going to shine in our country, in our county here, we need to be a people who obey God. We are to shine. People need Jesus, and our challenge is to share Jesus with them. How do we do this? Well, how were you changed? You and I were changed by the power of God's word. As simple as all that. We try to package things around that to make sure that people can hear, Friends, it's just the word of God. Share it as it is. Share it as it is. Be the light. You don't need to juice it up. It's not you who does the saving. It's God who does the saving. Peter says, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. So the word of God is so, so crucial, in our lives. What would I say for, this month as we observe yet another year for Christmas? God wants you to shine. He wants you to be a point of light. He wants you to be a testimony to His power to transform a human life. He wants you to make a difference in the lives of other people by how you think and by how you live. He wants you to be essentially different. He wants you to live out what you believe and to share the good news with others. He wants you to shine, and by His grace we can. May I leave you with those words, that God wants us to shine. He wants us to reach out to others. We have been given the command. We do everything without complaining or arguing. Everything. Paul didn't say, he didn't put a list of the things we can argue about. He just said everything. And may I leave as Paul left it, do everything without complaining and arguing. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for who You are. We thank You, Lord, that You are our God. Thank You, Lord, for encouraging us that, God, we need to shine like stars in the universe. Father, may we do everything without complaining or arguing. Help us to study Your word. Help us, Lord, to be submissive to Your word. I thank You, Lord, for the many things You have done in our lives. I thank You, Lord, for the things You continue to do with Your church here at Grace. Thank You. Give You glory. Father, may this time of Christmas be a reminder of what You have done in our lives. Be a reminder that, God, You have given us so much. You have given us salvation. And Lord, we are thankful. Be with us. Continue, Lord, helping us to stand firm in our faith. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.